before us, as I just tried to rehearse, the end of the Dies Irae. In the Lacrimosa, when you're accompanying Mishmisnevskaya, do be a little more hushed. Hushed in feeling. I'm perhaps encouraging you to get too loud too soon, it's because I'm moved by her beautiful singing. But keep it always as a background. And also, the other thing is, do remember all through this particular piece, Dies Irae, that the words mean an awful lot. I want to have consonants and energy of color of sounds, and especially in that long rallentando, lots of breath. Gets more and more sort of depressed and hushed, and then you can't bear to sing anymore, you see. Barry, do you think you and your friends can give a bit more of your fortissimo entry after 52? 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth bar. Please, all of you, give as much as you can at that moment. And also, the other thing I would terribly like from you is a terrific first entry after 52. 1, 2, 1, 2, pa-bum-pa-bum. Really wake the dead with that piece. Now, straight into 52, please. Teste David, and the same about six bars later. It must be almost the high point of the whole work. Really tremendous, because we've got to make this B flat minor, which is going to go on right to the Lacrimosa, very important. Teste David. So don't worry too much about the consonants. Let's have plenty of vowel. Teste David. Trombones, please, not too soft, your forte. After 52, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now, please, can we just do the rallentando from 53, please? Straight in at 53. Less and less. Let's try without a break. Now, can you be even more hushed in that chorus, please? It's a terribly healthy sound. Let's have, please, more breath in the sound. Straight in the Lacrimosa at that moment. That's better. Very soft, the bits going. Keep it like that. Yes, fine. Now, what I'd like to do, if everyone's feeling strong enough, have a take of that. And please, no one's to worry. Many things will go wrong, but we want to see how it goes and how it sounds. And then, having done that, we shall have a break. All right, everyone? Chorus and orchestra, I must congratulate you on two absolutely splendid takes. I've just heard them now. Wonderful playing, brass. Marvellous playing. And pretty good singing chorus, too. We meet tomorrow.